Hey, everybody, this is Ben Mitchell. I'll be filling in for my dad today, and I'm really excited to have this opportunity. Today, I'm going to be giving you some tips on having a trading plan and sticking to it.
Hey, guys, I'm David Mitchell, founder and CEO of Tradeway. What if God himself gave you a blueprint for how to handle your money? Well, the Bible is a practical book. Let's dive in and see what it has to say about wealth, about risk, about leverage, and about investing, and uncover how trading in the stock market can be a powerful tool for moving towards your biggest goals. We're so happy you're here. This is The Word on Investing.
When you begin your trading journey, oftentimes you'll find yourself intrigued with just about every line of attack that you can find for placing a successful trade. Now, by that, of course, I'm talking about the many strategies to choose from, which have been established and put into practice by some of the most advanced traders over the decades. Well, while we here at Tradeway certainly advocate having a diverse set of strategies to approach the market with, that does not mean that you need to feel like you have to be implementing every different strategy at every turn. On the contrary, Tradeway also advocates for creating a trading plan that fits your needs and sticking to it. Now, the process of creating your trading plan is a very important issue, but fully fleshing that out is beyond the scope of this episode. I highly recommend that you check out Tradeway's education for learning how to do that in such a way that it fits your trading goals. But for today's show, I specifically want to hone in on the importance of sticking to the plan once you have it. You see, as with just about anything else in the world, having checks and balances is a very good and necessary thing within the world of trading. You have to have them, or else you'll get pinned down by a slew of market dynamics that can kill your trading before you ever even get off the ground, unless you're ready for them. Having a solid trading plan that you stick with diligently is one of your greatest defenses against rapidly changing market conditions, economic factors, geopolitical factors, and of course your own emotions. And perhaps one of the best things about this particular defense is that it's compatible with any strategy that you do focus on the most. In other words, as you evolve as a trader and perhaps even start implementing more advanced strategies, this idea of having a specific trading plan and sticking to it does not change under those circumstances. Now, this is great news because you can know that even if you feel like you have so much room to grow in your trading, or if you sometimes wish that you were as far along as some of your fellow traders, you can at least know that you're putting in the man hours into a specific discipline that not only carries over into your next phase as a trader, but you're getting ahead of the game by being diligent in this area. Perhaps you'll even be more disciplined and consistent than those that are more advanced traders simply by growing in this specific area. So, what are the ways that you can stick to your trading plan? Well, first of all, I know that I said we're not going to really get into what it takes to establish your specific trading plan in this episode. After all, that's something that's different for literally everybody, so it'll take some thoughtful consideration on your part after you've acquired a solid education. But even still, I'd like to just briefly mention a couple of things within this point. In order to stick to a trading plan, you obviously have to have the trading plan first. What I would suggest doing to get this started is to gain exposure to a wide range of strategies to pick from. Now, what I mean by this is that I believe while it may be impossible for any given person to go learn 15 strategies and then be proficient at all 15 at once, it's a different thing when you go learn 15 strategies for the sole purpose of gaining exposure to them. That way you can know which of those 15 best fit your risk tolerance, your personality, your trading style, and so on. And maybe it's two or three of those 15 that fit into your criteria. But the point is, don't be afraid to go learn about various strategies that are available because you are too worried that they'll go over your head or something like that. In general, a person is not going to learn 15 strategies so that they can go use all 15 of them immediately. They're going to learn them so that they know what their options are. So the first thing to consistently sticking to your trading plan is to gain exposure to a large enough number of strategies to know what your options are and picking the best option based upon your style. Once you've done that, you know how to have a strategy within your trading plan to run with. Secondly, this next point is probably one you've heard about before, but if you're like me, you may have kind of shirked it off as a trivial option that you can give or take. But in my experience, it has become one of my favorite ways to stick to my trading plan, and that is journaling. Now, if you opt to use Tradeway's charting software, Charts by Tradeway, you'll have access to one of the most state-of-the-art journaling functions available on the market. But even if you simply pull open a document on your laptop, you can still use this method in order to stick to the game plan. What I have done in the past is I'll jot down the reasons that I want to enter a specific trade and review it. Do the reasons line up with the guidelines of putting on a conservative trade? Do they line up with the market tone? What the market is giving? What the fundamentals are giving? Or what the technicals are showing me? As long as my list of reasons line up with what I know to be the best approach to putting on a trade, then I'll know that I'm not approaching this play emotionally, but rather objectively. Now, there have been times where I've written things down like, market seems hot and this stock should shoot up because of it. Well, number one, that's pretty vague. It's hard to hold that up against any set of guidelines and make a great case for entering based off of that alone. The stock may not even be making a pattern, even if it is hot. So, times like that, you know that emotions are bossing you around a bit, and that'll never work when it comes to trading consistently. But, in addition to all that, journaling is one of the greatest ways ever to learn from yourself. If you're journaling before, during, and after a trade, which kind of sounds involved, I know, but it is possible, then you're going to be able to look back on your notes and learn from yourself what things that you should replicate for the next trade and which things that you should avoid like the plague. And you'll be shocked at how honest you'll be as a coach to yourself the first time that you look back and analyze those notes from a live trade. It can be invaluable so often, and by making yourself stay on top of your journaling, you will find that it's that much easier to stay on top of your trading plan overall. In other words, your predetermined buy points, your exit plan, your stop outs, your profit targets, all of it. It may take some getting used to, sure, but then again, so will trading. If you're new and you haven't developed any bad habits yet, you may as well make journaling synonymous with trade planning and even trading itself. In the end, journaling will play a huge part in helping you stick to your trading plan. And thirdly, if you kind of think of journaling as accountability 1.0, having trade partners could be considered accountability 2.0. Trading in isolation is another quick way to rationalize yourself out of sticking to your trading plan, because you'll always be able to find reasons to satisfy your emotional response to the trade rather than the objective facts. Now, having a trading partner that holds you accountable implies that you've shared your trading plan with that person so that they can call you out on it when you diverge from your game plan. So that's another important component to all of this, is making sure that you have a trading partner that you can trust enough to share your trading plans with. Obviously, your spouse can be great at this, but if your spouse is simply not interested in trading, or maybe it overwhelms them a little bit, or maybe you're not married yet, then you need to find someone who can be that person for you. Now, at Tradeway, we've created a significant online community of like-minded traders who also share a love for Christ. Now, imagine getting the accountability and the community to help in this particular area of your trading while also feeling totally free to share your faith and share the ways in which the Lord is working in your life. That's what we've cultivated here at Tradeway, and we offer that community to you in the case that you have trouble finding an ideal trading partner to hold you accountable. With that said, it's still very valuable to have a person that you can sit down with and share your trading plans with, and your trades themselves, because then it's very hard to get outside of the bumpers you've set for yourself to keep you honest. So that's it, guys. If you can discover that ideal strategy that fits your personality the best, combined with becoming diligent in journaling your trades and having the accountability of a trading partner, you'll have a terrific set of checks and balances, which will increase your ability to have a trading plan and sticking to it. Well, that's it for today, everybody. If you want to learn more, please check out tradeway.com/workshop to learn how to become a trader even with a 9-to-5 job. That's tradeway.com/workshop. We'll see you next time.